Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Monday, May 6, 2024. Let's open with scripture. Today I'll read from Titus 3. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. May God bless the reading of His word. Well, friends, so glad to be with you for the start of another week. Before I jump into the news, a longtime listener of The Morning Five, Grace, shared this excerpt from Eugene Peterson's A Run with the Horses that really, I think, was an articulation of why we do The Morning Five, the whole thought behind it. And so I just thought I'd read this excerpt from Eugene Peterson. He wrote, "If we forget that the newspapers are footnotes to Scripture, and not the other way around, we will finally be afraid to get out of bed in the morning. Too many of us spend far too much time with the editorial page and not nearly enough with the prophetic vision. We get our interpretation of politics and economics and morals from journalists when we should be getting only information. The meaning of the world is most accurately given to us by God's word." Want to thank Grace for sending that along, and hope that it's helpful to you as you start your week. Now, let's get to the news. First, the Biden administration has approved a $60 million military aid package to help Haiti. The package, which is the second the U.S. has approved for the crisis in Haiti this year, includes mostly small arms, but also some armored vehicles. The latest package brings the total contribution from U.S. stockpiles for the Haiti crisis to $70 million after the Biden administration approved a $10 million package earlier this year. The cap for the authority that the Biden administration has is $75 million, and that expires at the end of the fiscal year. Second, Hawaii is the first state legislature to call for a permanent and immediate ceasefire in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas and Gaza, known as the Hawaii Ceasefire Resolution. It passed by a vote of 24-1. The State House and Senate approved the measure last week. The declaration is not law and does not require the governor's signature. Finally, Immigrants protected by DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, will soon become eligible to receive federal health care coverage for the first time since DACA was implemented over a decade ago. The Biden administration announced a new federal rule allowing DACA recipients to enroll in a qualified health plan through the Affordable Care Act insurance marketplace or become eligible for coverage through a basic health care program. The rule is expected to go into effect November 1st, which coincides with the Affordable Care Act's open enrollment period for 2025 health insurance plans, allowing newly eligible DACA recipients to have access to federal health care as early as December. All right, let's end it there for today and close with Dallas Willard's version of the Lord's Prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today and forgive us our sins and impositions on you as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad, because you are the one in charge and you have all the power. And the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. All right, thank you for joining me today. As always, Morning 5 is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Hope you have a great start to your week.